Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 161 Acoustic Poustics. A very dramatic entry. Yes, this is Radio Clash. Let's turn that down. And this is the Acoustic Poustic Show. And that was Frank Turner. You're listening to some accordion bark. But before that was Frank Turner with Photosynthesis. and Mighty Fine is too. I heard that on Radio 6 and actually went and bought the MP3. And the album, which I think is called Love, Iron Song, which you'll probably hear the title track from later in the show, is pretty good. But certainly that's my favourite one, and it's kind of got a theme for this show, because I'm about to turn 35, and yes, hence the doomy music. No, it's not that bad, but certainly that theme of that song about, you know, I'm not going to grow up, kind of hits a chord in me. And obviously I just realised when I was listening to it why. It's because my birthday's coming up, so over in a couple of days. Probably, I don't know when I go release this, might actually have happened or about to be happen when I release this podcast, something like that. Yes, any large checks, please can you send them to... the donations page on Digital Debris, yeah, of course. Anyway, no, I don't tout things. Well, maybe I should, I never know. So I hope you're all well. As I said at the start, this is Acoustic Poustics. It's sort of an acoustic show, sort of fairly acoustic. So it's sort of a mixture of sort of folky stuff, even accordion stuff. Just a real, and I'm lifting this partly wholesale from, I think, a Wobcast did an acoustic show. But I'm adding the Poustics at the end, because of course this is... got lots of things which are kind of acoustic, but not. I like to twist these themes down a little bit. And what am I up to? Oh, I'm hopefully I should be going to Mark of the Who Boys, who's got a barbecue this weekend, and the week after that I will probably go to the this music is very dramatic for this statement. Go to the 30th anniversary of the Rock Against Racism Carnival, which incidentally John was one of the organisers, and they've not invited him, so we're going along and we're going to cause all kinds of mayhem, because he was one of the organisers of the 1978 one. And of course people get written out of history, don't they? So, which is a sad part of the world, is that people do just get written out of these things. So, anyway, I think I'm going to start with a great track by a band I know nothing about, which is not unusual, really, to have a band I know nothing about. I think this is probably through Stereo Gum. Yeah, I think it's Stereo Gum. Blog, who are a very good, a very fine music blog, and this is a band called AU, as in assume the symbols for gold, and this is RR versus D. Me neither, but certainly this is my, or should I say DJ Nono's penchant for mad band music and such like coming through.
Thank you. can say what you wanna. Yeah, you can put her down. But one thing you better remember, she's still my hometown.
My hometown is the greatest in the land. The people are there, they treat you all square and give you a place to stand. My hometown, it's more than a town, you know. It's my hometown, it's my hometown, it's Akron, Ohio. My hometown is a special kind of place. Hardworking folks with chips on their shoulders, people granted subhuman space.
Right here on a reel in a theater, a real occurrence. You're in a box with the top popped open, like the soldiers in a Trojan. Unexpected, one direction, can't go both ways, that's what the Pope say. Every note played in your soundtrack is based around fact, how you get down and act. The end of the cinema, into the darkness, the usher escorts you to your fortune. Morphing into the final solution, might be gruesome dependent on your contribution. Your vision gets clear and translucent, witnessing your own video revolution. Space makes way for wars like Obi-Wan and Vader. Play for a private screening. I've been dreaming, that's what my mind thinks. All my hijinks broadcasted, it's trapped with my issues and whatever script I choose. Sound is magnified, amplified, forcing the subject, discovering a new adjustment. Something for my understanding, it might be expanded depending on the programming. I spot my ways of abandon, witnessing my own parade on the planet.
Here comes a rap song, country song, heavy metal folk song, coming from the well that's fed the prophets writing all along its own, to the highest goal that humankind could want to reach. I come to talk to you, I didn't write this song to preach, so listen close, I ain't verbose like rappers talking hype. My time is far too precious, plus I just plain ain't the type. This song, it goes and flows out to all my Americans, North, South, and Central, and my family in Afghanistan, Israelis, Arabs, Europeans, yeah, and Africans. You get the picture, can the strictest keeping peace from being friends? I come to break down borders, redefine the new world order, be truth in this recorder, be a global building motor. I have one aim that's plain straight ahead of me, to be a new world order, setting myself free. Tie, yai, yippee-yi-yay, fire raining down from the sky today. But hey, hey, what's that sound? Babylon is falling down, Babylon is falling down. Talking about the world to be, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, getting people all around to stand up for equality. We're free, we be lots of people just like me. That's why we're really freaking out Tom Warner and the FCC. This ain't no kiddie cuss words, but real controversy. Makes the fake cowboys in Congress shake inside their boots. The new world order rips the weeds of lies up by the roots. I guess it's great that their time's late and it's become my fate to write with so much love these words impossible to hate. I scam Will Rogers, Walt Whitman, and Hank Williams too. Two Bobs, Marley, Dylan, Nas, and Ani Most Def Who. But I ain't after being Elvis Presley angrily. I get my words from Jesus Christ, Jalala Dunumi. I learned my love from Martin Luther King and from Gandhi, and put it here for years to hear and in the streets to see. I come to break down borders, redefine the new world order, be truth in this recorder, be a global building motor. I have one name that's plain street ahead of me, to be a new world order, setting myself free.
Well, a teacher of mine once told me that life was just a list of disappointments and defeats, and you could only do your best. And I said, well, that's a fucking cop-out. You're just washed up and you're tired, and when I get to your age, well, I won't be such a coward. But these days I sit at home, known to shout at my TV, and punk rock didn't live up to what I'd hoped that it could be. And all the things that I believed with all my heart when I was young are just coasters for beers and clean surfaces for drugs. And I packed all my pamphlets with my Bibles at the back of the shelf. Well, it was bad enough, the feeling, and the first time it hit when you realized your parents had let the world all go to shit, and that the values and ideals for which many had fought and died had been killed off in the committees and left to die by the wayside. But it was worse when we turned to the kids on the left and got let down again by some poor excuse for protest. Yeah, by idiot fucking hippies in 50 different factions who were locked inside some kind of 60s battle reenactment. And I hung up my banner in disgust and I head for the door. Oh, but once we were young and we were crass enough to care, but I guess you live and learn. We won't make that mistake again, no. Oh, but surely just for one day, yeah, we could fight and we could win. And if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Well, we've been a good few hours drinking, so I'm gonna say what everyone's thinking. If we're stuck on this ship and it's sinking, then we might as well have a parade. 'Cause if it's still gonna hurt in the morning, and our better plans yet to get forming, then where's the harm spending an evening in manning the to the streets? Let's be 1905, but not 1917. Let's be heroes, let's be martyrs, let's be radical thinkers who never have to test drive the least of their dreams. Let's divide up the world into the damned and the saved, and then ride to the valley like the old Life Brigade, and straighten our backs and we won't be afraid, and they'll celebrate our deaths with a national parade. So come on, let's be young, let's be crass enough to care, let's refuse to live and learn, let's make all our mistakes again, yes. And then darling, just for one day, yeah, we can fight and we can win, and if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Leave the morning to the morning, yeah, pain can be killed with aspirin tablets and vitamin pills, but memories of hope and of glorious defeat are a little bit harder to beat.
Punk is dead, punk is dead, yes that's right, punk is dead, punk is dead, punk is dead. It's just another cheap product for the consumer's head. Bubblegum rock on plastic transistors, schoolboy sedition backed by big time promoters. CBS promoted the Clash, but not for revolution, just for cash. Punk became a fashion just like hippie used to be, and it ain't got a thing to do with you or me. Movements are systems and systems kill. Movements are expressions of the public will. Punk became a movement 'cause they all felt lost, but the leaders sold out, now we all pay the cost. And punk is dead, Punk is dead. Yes, that's right. Punk is dead. Punk is dead. Punk is dead. It's just another cheap product for the consumer's head. Punk narcissism was a social napalm. Rockstar punk bands started doing real harm, preaching revolution, anarchy, and change as they sucked from the system that had given them their name. Well, I'm tired of staring through shit-stained glass. I'm tired of staring up a superstar's ass. I've got an ass and a heart and a name, and I'm just waiting for my 15 minutes fame. And me, yes, me, do I wanna burn? Is there really something that I can learn? Do I need a businessman to promote my angle? Can I resist the carrots fame and fortune dangle? I see the velvet zippies in their bondage gear, the social elite with safety pins in their ear. I watch and understand that it don't mean a thing. The scorpions attack, but the system stole the sting. And punk is dead, punk is dead. Yes, that's right. Punk is dead, punk is dead, punk is dead. It's just another cheap product for the consumer's head.
Sitting under a teapot dome, come along, come along. get their heroin, smoke some grass and relax and forget your bloody world. Come along, oh American, and let be number two. Number one was a kissy ass act we all went through. Come along, save the whales and save the humans too, and the ladies and the fairies and the communist true blue. Come along out of the Cold War, the planet is still here. We got to save our mama, nothing more we have to fear. Come along and let the people and the other species rare breathe again in vasty space, the clean up U.S. air. Come along without your vision, and if you fusion choose, first make sure you don't burn up the very ground you use. Come along without a pistol, without your policeman's badge, secret infiltrators shooting up themselves in colored rage. Come along without your police state, come along without your power. Come along just as you are, really naked for an hour. You have all your life to wear your clothes, 90 years to milk your cow. Come along and breathe together and conspire to be here now. Come along, come along, the hour is at hand, when all this mighty nation that smokes across the land can wake up again and shake off our Indochina scream. And here 800,000 orphan babies, they all dream. Come along, oh mighty nation, and get down on your knees and ask the gods and bodhisattvas to forgive us if they please. We have killed 2 million people, we have wounded millions more, and 15 million refugees are waiting at our door. So come along, humble, and active, please mankind. Cut down on our electric, whose dim light has made us blind to the stars and all the birdies and the coyotes and the babes we have seen without the seeing, buried under brimstone waves. Come along, come along, the war is over now. Indochina's independent, and we are friends with Mao. The war is over, yeah, the war is over here, and now begins the battle to make our souls more dear. Come along, come along, and empty out your mind of all the American garbage we cast out in the wine. All the law and order chatter that the gangsters sold us fools, all the military clatter and their costly useless tools. We need more farms and farmers, we need to work the land, we need to get down on our knees and seed with our own hand the earth we stand on top of, the earth we have bombed out. Come along, come along, and if the sky would holy shout, yeah, come along in Tallahassee, come along in Idaho, kick the military cops out, let all secret agents go to the unemployment office down here with us below.
That's mad news morning, which in turn made my day. When this someone spoke, I listened. All of a sudden has less and less to say. Oh, how could this be? When all this time I've lived vicariously, to save my soul now, who's gonna save my soul now? How will my story ever be told?
feel like somebody. Like somebody else. Although he was imitated often, it felt like I was being myself. It is a shame that someone else's song was totally and completely dependent on. Who's gonna save my soul now? Who's gonna save my soul now? I wonder if I live to grow old now. Getting high cause I feel so low. A little selfish. All I have is the memory. Yet I never stop to wonder, was it possible you were hurting worse than me? Still my hunger turns to greed. Cause what about what I need?
Thank you. spacecraft is a long way from home. I thought it might be a good idea, just after Saturn, to have them take one last glance homeward. From Saturn, the Earth would appear too small for Voyager to make out any detail. Our planet would be just a point of light, a lonely pixel, hardly distinguishable from the many other points of light Voyager would see, nearby planets, far-off suns. But precisely because of the obscurity of our world thus revealed, such a picture might be worth having. It had been well understood by the scientists and philosophers of classical antiquity that the Earth was a mere point in a vast, encompassing cosmos. But no one had ever seen it as such. Here was our first chance, and perhaps also our last, for decades to come. So, here they are, a mosaic of squares laid down on top of the planets, and a background smattering of more distant stars. Because of the reflection of sunlight off the spacecraft, the Earth seems to be sitting in a beam of light, as if there was some special significance to this small world. But it's just an accident of geometry and optics. There is no sign of humans in this picture. Not our reworking of the Earth's surface, not our machines, not ourselves. From this vantage point, our obsession with nationalism is nowhere in evidence. We are too small. On the scale of worlds, humans are inconsequential. A thin film of life on an obscure and solitary lump of rock and metal. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every supreme leader, every superstar, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the endless cruelties visited by the inhabitants of one corner of this pixel on the scarcely distinguishable inhabitants of some other corner. How frequent their misunderstandings. How eager they are to kill one another. How fervent their hatreds. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. Like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. It has been said that astronomy is a humbling and character-building experience. There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceits than this distant image of our tiny world. It underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the only home we've ever known. The pale blue dot.
he sort of came into his own. You know, he could produce, he could write, produce, and arrange a little bit. Of music.
In the openness of the soul, recalls it to Sandy. Mirage like softer like lanterns below. Light the way gladly. When the whistling heavens clouds disappear, when the wind withers memory, when the whiteness whisks our shadows away,
why feel the soul shadowy flow? throw it away. And I used to feel we had it made, used to feel that we could sail away. Can you imagine how I feel today? Well, it seems a long time ago, you were the lonely one. Now it comes to letting go, you are the only one. Do you know what you've done? It's so funny how we don't talk anymore, and it's so funny why we don't talk anymore. But I'm not losing sleep, and I'm not counting sheep, and I'm not counting. To me, guess your leaving was meant to be. It's down to you now, you want to be free. Well, I hope you know which way to go, you're on your own again. Don't come crying to me when you're so funny how we don't talk anymore, and it's so funny why we don't talk anymore. But I'm not losing sleep, and I'm not counting sheep, and I'm not counting sheep.
I don't know what anybody's saying anymore. Everybody's talking, but I heard it all before. I seen it in the papers, and I watched it on TV. Words are gonna beat the living daylights out of me. There's something to be said for having something to say. Each modest opinion and dogma has its day. Bittersweet, bad or good, overstated, understood. There's something to be said for having something to say. It's not often I get hung up with the origins of time. Behind each mystic mountain, there's another one to climb. No one knows where it ends or where it all begins. But there's many a solution to wash away your sins. And there's something to be said for having something to say. Each modest opinion and dogma has its day. Bittersweet, bad or good, overstated, understood. There's something to be said for having something to say. Like it's all down to the survival of the strong. Nothing is all right and nothing is all wrong. Remember when your dreams go down the universal drain. The best things in life are the things you can't explain. And there's something to be said for having something to say. Each modest opinion and dogma has its day. Bittersweet, bad or good, overstated, understood. There's something to be said for having something to say. Yeah, there's something to be said for having something to say.
That was Neil Innes with Something to Say. And as it is with these recordings where I record something a long, long time after the event, this is actually several days after my birthday, even past St. George's Day, which dates it. I had a kind of a weird day on my birthday. It was certainly a mixture of dread, having reached my middle-age crisis. But actually, it went okay. It sort of started out badly, but actually ended okay. So I have some new work, I have some new DJ Nono boots to work on. Let's turn that off. This is this is actually what I've been playing in the background. It's accordion versions of Bach. It's about the only time Bach will ever be played on this show. And this is Fuga in D moll, BMV. 565 by Bach. I hate Bach, but actually I quite like this. And so yes, that was Neil Innes. And before that was a great cover by Nancy Wallace, We Don't Talk Anymore. Yes, again, Cliff Richard will not be played on this show in normal form, but in cover form like that actually is very beautiful. Then before that was the sort of Beach Boys section, was Feel Flows by the Beach Boys, and then I'm Waiting for the Day by Bullion. And then before that was Mrs. Crackburn, one half of, the partner of one and a half of the of what used to be Pilchard, and is now the Tony Crackburn Orchestra, Amanda, and her brilliant bootleg, which is Ghosts by Japan versus Fortets. And I've tried to use that fortet, as I told her when we went to this barbecue last weekend, barbecue with Mark Who Boys and Junk Ko, his wife, celebrating 7 years. And it was apparently it did actually take 20 minutes, but she'd been thought about the idea for ages and thought Ghosts needed some kind of beat. But I tried to use Fortet Shimushi with Kellis, and that just really didn't work. It's strange tonality. So those two seem to complement each other there. Let's turn that down. And then before that was Gnarls Barkley, Who's Gonna Save My Soul, from the new Odd Couple LP. Then before that was Allen Ginsberg and Illy B, remixed by DJ Spooky, and the Vietnam War. It kind of got a political... I had a bit of a political section here. And then before that was Neil Innes again with How Sweet to Be an Idiot. You were thinking, well, that sounds a lot like Oasis. He must have ripped off Oasis. Well, actually, it's the way around. Oasis ripped him off. If you check out the credits for Whatever Eye by Oasis, it actually says Neil Innes because he sued them over it. Which is funny, given all the Rootles stuff. So they even rip off the Rootles as well. Then before that was Jeffrey Lewis with Punk Is Dead. Then Frank Turner with the Love and Ire song. I'm liking Frank Turner. It's a bit of an update of Billy Bragg, which are probably... We've got the Rock Against Racism coming up on this Sunday. I'm seeing my dad for a birthday meal, and John might be along, and his lady friend for a birthday meal on Saturday, but on Sunday I'm going to the I think it's called Love Music Hate Racism, or is it Love Hate Love Racism Hate Music, or whatever it's called. But it's basically 30 years of the Rock Against Racism gig, and John helped organise that. So I'm taking him along, and we're going to see if we can stir up some trouble, because of course he didn't get invited. No one actually. People rewrite history. It happened with his gay switchboard. He with friends invented the first ever gay switchboard, East London gay switchboard, which then became London gay switchboard. But when they celebrated their birthday, did they invite anyone that actually was from East London gay switchboard? No. Then before that was from. I have to say thank you to Timmy Bear for the Breeders. That's from the new Breeders album, We're Gonna Rise. It's very odd. It's like acoustic Pixies in a way. I mean, the Pixies did kind of downbeat-ish songs, but that's actually it's all like that, and actually a bit more weird than that. Then before that was Radiohead with Videotape, the Amp Live remix, with featuring the Del Da Funky Homo Sapien. And that's from the great Rainy Days Remixes album, which he got sued over. He got a cease and desist, and then he appealed to Radiohead, and then found out actually, I think they slapped their record company or something, and then got authorised again. Then before that was My Hometown by Mark's Mothersbaugh, otherwise known as Devo, or one half of Devo, or one third of Devo, or something like that. Was it one fourth? I don't even remember. Part of Devo, and that's from the same compilation that Mash. Called Potatoes, which Perfect Scrambled Eggs by Negative Land comes from 1987. Then before that is something from WFMU. It's a band called Bourbonese Qualk, and is sort of industrial, Liverpudlian industrial, and this track called Lukunzi. And I like this sort of, the fact it's industrial but it's African. It's very, I mean, it reminds me of Urban Gamelan and people like that, and also 23 Skidoo. Who are more kind of more doing a gamelan vibe, but it's got that feel, which is very unusual. And then before that, at the start was which I don't think I've introduced. I think did I do it all in chunk? Who knows? And then before that was RR versus D by AU. So it's the end of the show. Actually, it's not really the end of the show. Actually, there's loads more to go, but I'm splitting it into another show because it's far too much. So that's why I'm re-recording this, because I recorded it all about 5-6 days ago, and I'm re-recording it because I had to re-record the ending because it didn't make any sense otherwise. So I hope you're all well. You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. So I'm going to end on an appropriate song. The other ending song had a similar feel. I was going to do an up-tempo song, play some Presets, and Presets album is very good, by the way, but I thought I'd stick with the whole theme, and I'd play you a track which I heard on my iPod earlier today. And I played it a couple of years ago on the show. In fact, I played it on the Christmas show 2006 on the Bar Humbug show. But this is Dusty Springfield with Going Back, and the lyrics are very, well, I've just turned 35. They make sense to me. And I'll speak to you soon. You win.